Why is addiction wrong before God? It is wrong because God made your physical body for good and proper uses, not to be abused and destroyed. He put your spirit in control of your body so you could discipline your desires and live in health and happiness. To abuse the body by addictive substances, therefore, is to sin against Him. We're living in a society that is plagued with addictions of many kinds. A few years ago, the primary addiction was alcoholism. But now there is an addiction to many kinds of drugs, to pornography, to sexual promiscuity, and even addiction to work. You probably know someone who suffers under an addiction. But addiction is bondage. It enslaves a person. Almost every waking thought relates to the addictive subject. Most activities in life are to satisfy the addiction or they're influenced by it. There are three attitudes we could take toward a person suffering under an addiction. First, we could ignore the person and the problem. But that's not the Christian spirit. Jesus went out of His way to rescue the person who was bound, and He commissioned us to do the same. Now, second, we can condemn the person and the problem. While it is true that most addictions are self-induced, that is, they're created by a person acting by his own choice, we must not throw out the baby with the bathwater and reject him simply because he has fallen into an addiction. His fall is an appeal for someone to lift him again. Third, we can reach out in kindness to the addict and help him recover from the bondage under which he suffers. The addict can be delivered whatever the nature of his addiction. No one is beyond hope of recovery. Now, of those three possibilities, which one would Jesus take? Did He ever reject a person because that person had fallen into sin? Did He ever declare a person too unclean for Him to help? Did He ever consider a case too difficult for Him to handle? Would He reject a person who is bound by an addiction today? And if He would not, neither must we who are called by His name and declare ourselves to be His disciples. Many people have participated in a lifestyle which has brought very serious diseases to their bodies. For instance, many who are sexually active, which is the current term for sexual immorality, have been contaminated by sexually transmitted diseases and are passing those diseases on to others. The most fearful of those diseases is the acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS as it is more popularly called. At this time, medical science has no cure for it. To have AIDS is to have a death penalty pronounced upon you. It is passed from one to another through body fluids, primarily sexual relations. And yet, many continue to be sexually promiscuous in spite of the danger. Why? Because of a desire to satisfy one's sensual passions. To risk your life just to satisfy a passion, even at the risk of death, is an indication of an addiction. But there are other sexually transmitted diseases which are not as well known as AIDS, but are deadly serious. Some destroy the capacity to parent a child. Some will cause pain and suffering. Some will disfigure the flesh and make the appearance less attractive. Each sexually transmitted disease is a judgment of God upon an ungodly lifestyle. There would be no such problems if people lived in moral purity. The best way to live is the way God has told us to live. His ways bring health and happiness. But to break His laws for living is to invite sickness and sorrow. Guard against those acts or attitudes which ends in an addiction to what God says is sin. Sexual addiction is evident in the bondage of pornography. Recently, I've dealt with persons who were bound in that addiction. One young man said, "I move from reading pornographic materials to looking at pornographic pictures to watching pornographic videotapes. I've become enslaved," he says, "and I want to be free. But at the very time I feel disgust and want deliverance, the pictures keep running through my mind." Well, even so, the business of pornography brings in billions of dollars each year to its producers. Your passions can enslave you if they are left undisciplined, The only way of deliverance is by the renewing of your mind, of which Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Refuse to think on the evil thing. Fill your mind with good things. Work diligently at mental discipline and ask God to deliver you. Addiction to beverage alcohol is very common today. We call it alcoholism. It is so common, in fact, that many people speak of it as a disease rather than an addiction. If it is a disease, it is a self-inflicted disease. It is a disease which is governed and taxed by the government. It is a disease which is excused by a polite society. It is a disease that has no germs which communicate it. Alcoholism is not a disease, it is an addiction, and it is a serious problem. Now think of what that does to the person it enslaves, destroying the physical body, wreaking havoc in the home, wasting money which is often needed for the livelihood of family members, destroying the potential for good in the alcoholic, and bringing sorrow and suffering to all who love him. Tobacco is another addiction very common today. Medical research has shown that it does great harm to the body. The government now requires notice to be printed on the packages that it will harm the health. But at the same time, the government subsidizes the industry which makes the tobacco available. But in spite of all the evidence and the warnings, millions of people are still bound to it like slaves. Smoking, chewing, or dipping tobacco is more than a habit. It is an addiction. If you have any question on that statement, just ask a person who has broken the bondage to tobacco. Many airlines, restaurants, and other places of business are putting up no smoking signs. And that's because secondhand smoke, that is smoke inhaled by a person who's sitting near someone who is smoking, secondhand smoke can have a harmful effect on a non-smoker. And if you are in bondage, break that addiction. Addictions to narcotics of various kinds is far too common today. An astounding amount of money is passed in the market of illegal drugs. It's a major problem in many nations of the world today. The addiction goes from the lighter drugs, as marijuana, to the harder drugs, as cocaine and heroin and crack and others. The more powerful the drug, the more severe is one's addiction to it. A major curse on our society is the traffic in habit-forming narcotic drugs. Now, why is such an addiction wrong before God? It is wrong because God made your physical body. He made it for good and proper uses, not to be abused and destroyed. He put your spirit in control of your body so you could discipline your desires and live in health and happiness. To abuse the body by addictive substances is to sin against God. Father, thank you that there is deliverance from every addiction. Thank you for providing that deliverance from sin and its penalty in Jesus Christ. And thank you for Bible-believing counselors who can guide an addict to Him who is able to deliver. Help those who are bound by whatever addiction to resolve to seek deliverance in Jesus. Help them to follow up on that resolve. And let them know the unique freedom which Jesus promised, that if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. For Jesus' sake, amen.